All right, as promised, we're joined right now by a defensive lineman for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Let me run down this resume right quick. Super Bowl champ, three tackles, two quarterback hits, and a sack in Thursday's win over Philadelphia. 11 tackles, five quarterback hits, a sack and a half this year. He was a Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. He was a two-time All-Conference selection. He was the 12th pick overall in 2018 out of Washington. Tampa Bay is 5-1. They're in first in the division, and they are hosting Chicago on Sunday. Vita Vea is my guest. Vita, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Dude, it is so good to have you, truly. So let me ask you, when you beat Philadelphia on a Thursday, as a result, you earn a little extra time before the next game. I'm kind of curious, how do you approach that? I mean, do you get a little mini vacation? Do you unwind, relax a little bit, or do you stay on your grind and stay within your process?
It's sort of, you kind of find that happy medium. You know, you get like a mini bye week. They give us 4 days off. So, you obviously got to stay in shape, but you also got to take care of your body. So mainly during this time, just use this time to really, get as much rest and recovery as you can. Just to stay ready. For the rest of the season, but you know, it's kind of nice having those Thursday night games where you get a little short break after, where you could just catch up on some sleep and recover your body and just have some time off, have some time away from football where you can just hang out with your family and friends and do whatever.
I like that. I get that. Like, part of you might want to go out there and kind of get after it a little bit, but it's just not worth it, right? You got to take care of your mind, your body, family time, make the best use of the time. That makes sense to me. Now, to be honest, I'm just going to say this point blank. You're one of my favorite players to watch ever. And when you're on the field, I often do not watch the ball. I just find myself watching you because you do things that I've never seen before, and you do it all the time. Like, you're playing one of the toughest positions in all of sports. You got to battle for every single play. What's it like to play defensive tackle and to face double teams snap after snap after snap?
It's actually pretty fun. When you're getting doubled or if you're getting singled, most of the time it's like a competition, like trying to figure out how I could beat it or how can I affect this next play. I know I'm going to get doubled. What can I do to try to beat it? So it's just like a matter of what knowing what's coming your way and trying to figure out how to beat it. Like, how can I beat this? There's certain plays where I know I'm going to get double teamed, depending on where I'm lined up. And I always think to myself, how am I going to beat this double team? Or, how can I affect this play? It can get frustrating at times, but you can't let that linger. You just got to keep playing and, just trying to figure out ways to beat it.
All right, so look, here's my biggest takeaway from that response. Like you said, it does get frustrating. How could it not, right? How could it not if you're always facing double teams? But when you first started to answer the question, you said it's actually kind of fun. I wanted to ask you about that. Part of the reason also that I like watching you play so much is you seem like you're always having a blast on the field. Like, how are you able to stay so positive, so upbeat? You're laughing, you're joking, you're dancing on the sideline. How do you maintain that kind of mindset when you are playing such a demanding physical position?
It goes back to what I said. It's fun. Most of the time, I'm getting double teamed. I'm laughing while I'm getting doubled. It's just fun for me. Going out there, and just when I know somebody has to double team me, it just makes me laugh that happens. But it just also goes back to just having fun out there. If I'm not having fun, then why be out there? So. That's why I always look like I'm having a blast, and I really am having a lot of fun. Just out there with my teammates, just having a good time, making plays, and just out there with everybody else working together.
Vita Vea, my guest. I was going to say, in terms of that double team, too, before the season, like your D coordinator, Todd Bowles, said, quote, Vita, he not only eats up double teams, he beats double teams. Like, you tell me otherwise, it seems to me it might be easy to kind of adopt this mentality that, like, your job is to occupy multiple blockers and let other people make tackles, but you blow up blockers and you make the tackles yourself. So what is the mindset? I know you're having fun, and I know it's kind of a chess match to you, but you're not just out there occupying tackles. You're making plays. What's the mindset that's necessary to make the play or play the way you do play?
It's really just fundamentals and coaching. You know, throughout the week when we're watching film, our coaches, our D-line coaches, just, you know, showing us plays that could possibly happen to us, and that, and you know, we go through it and study it in the meeting room, watch a film, and then we go out there on the practice field. We walk through it, and then we run through it fast speed. So we kind of get a view, we kind of get a take of what we're going to get and how it should look on our side of the ball. So, you know, with all of that going on throughout the week, we get a good grasp of, you know, what we're getting and how we could defeat it, since we've been, you know, working on it all week. So I think it just goes back to, you know, us working on it and our coaches doing a good job of showing us and teaching us how to beat it and what we're most likely going to get throughout the game.
All right, so preparation breeds confidence. I still think there's something to be said about being somebody like you, who's badass enough that you're laughing at two 325-pound guys who have to double you, and you're just shedding them. I think there's something to be said about that, too. Here's the thing, though. It's not ever without some adversity, right? You suffered that fractured ankle in week 5 last year. You work like crazy to make it back 15 weeks later, and you said after the injury, quote, I was down and out that night, but I think that night I told myself, if you just push through this, push through rehab, you might have a chance. Like, how were you able? Did you just kind of allow yourself, you know, maybe just a few hours to kind of feel sorry for yourself and then throw the switch? How could you get leverage on yourself as quickly as you did to get back to work?
I think obviously with anybody, anybody be sad about that moment. You know, I think that night football, the game of football was starting to slow down for me. So I think that was the biggest thing I was bummed out about, because everything was falling in the right place for me. Playing wise out there on the field and just preparation and studying finally just started to collide together. And I think that's what made me bummed out the most, is that when the injury did happen, I was like, dang, this was starting to become one of my best games so far in the NFL. But obviously, you know, it comes with the game. You know, the injuries happen. And you never know when they're going to come. You just, you know, sometimes you got to play through them, or, you know, sometimes you got to suck it up.
Well,
but it was actually one of my teammates, Ndamukong Suh, on the bus, on our bus ride to the airport. We sat next to each other on the bus, and he told me, he's the one who put the idea in my head and told me, he was like, you know, you can make it back if we make it into the playoffs. And then once he said that, you know, he helped me out with some things. Everybody on the team, obviously, you know, rally together for me. And, you know, I think it mainly goes back to, like, how bad you want it as a player. You know, if I didn't want to play, I probably wouldn't have made it back. But I think I had it set in stone in my head that I was going to make it back. And I think that's what, you know, really helped me a lot. And, you know, I had the right people around me, the right support group that, you know, helped for me. I obviously had family and friends praying for me and, you know, just encouraging me. And also, I had my teammates. I had the team, staff, and everybody, you know, just encouraging me and just asking me how I was doing all the time. What also helped is I never really left. You know, so most guys who go on IR, they they leave. They don't really show up around the facility anymore. But I still stayed around. I stayed around, went to all the meetings as if I wasn't hurt. Stayed, did rehab there, worked out there, went to all the meetings, watched practice when I could, and stuff like that. And I think that's what also really helped me stay positive throughout my injury, is just still being around the team, still feeling like I was a part of them, even though I wasn't out there contributing, playing with them. I think just being around them really helped me.
I think that's it. Really interesting. And because whenever I talk to guys who get hurt, they say the hardest part is I feel like I'm no longer part of the team, which is, I mean, it's not fair. It's part of the game, right? Guys get hurt. Everybody gets hurt. But you made it a point to stay there. I also want to reiterate, I mean, you were on crutches. You were in a walking boot. Then you were walking. Then you were working in a resistance pool. Then you had an anti-gravity treadmill. I mean, and you just kept grinding and grinding and grinding, made it all the way back to the NFC Championship game. You played 33 snaps. What did it mean then to work as hard as you did to come back and then to win the Super Bowl? Can you describe the emotions of winning that game, especially given all the work that you put in?
It really meant a lot just because I knew I had a feeling that we were going to make it to the Super Bowl leading up to it, like throughout the season. That's the only thing we were talking about, because we could see the stadium from our practice field. That's what we always talked to. It was like, yo, we could be the first team to play in the Super Bowl in our home stadium. You know, it's right there. We can see it. Super Bowl's going to be right there. And that's the only thing we talked about. And I think that's what really made it real for me. That's what really made it real. Just being around the team and just seeing the stadium and just visualizing, wow, the Super Bowl's going to be right there. It's crazy. It's coming up. And the next you know, we guarantee our spot, the wild card, in the playoffs. We win our first playoff game. That's our first playoff game. We go to New Orleans, and I'm at home. I'm still doing rehab, but the plan was for me to go to, make it back to the Super Bowl. And leading up in the playoffs, we watched the. I'm at home with some of my family. And we're watching the Saints game, and they had beat us twice in the regular season. We're in the same division, and they beat us twice in the division, and we knew that was going to be our biggest hurdle to get over if we want to, you know, continue our playoff stretch. And we go to New Orleans and we win, and obviously, me and my family, we're watching the game. We're hype, jumping around, celebrating. And next thing you know, the thought comes in my head. I'm like, I'm playing this week. I'm playing against in the NFC Championship. I'm playing. I go in to the facility. I tell the trainer, it started off as a joke leading up to that week. But I was told him, I was like, I'm playing this week. I'm playing the NFC Championship. And I was like, if I'm playing the Super Bowl, I gotta get one game in me before the Super Bowl. I don't want to just jump into the Super Bowl without anything. And that was the biggest thing. Leading up to the week, I came in during the off day, and they had me running. I think that was the biggest thing, really trying to get my breath back. Obviously, running in the treadmill and all that, it helps. Everything helps get your heart rate up, and, you know, doing all these different things to get your heart rate up and keep your cardio in the weight room, like strength-wise and stuff like that. But once you get out there and you're really running, I think that was the hardest thing, because mentally your body's trying to protect itself, but you're also trying to push the boundaries of it. And I think that was the biggest thing, because it was hard for me to really run out there, really put weight on it, just because my body wasn't used to running like that after being out for so long. So just find those battles, and then eventually just, you know, doing all this extra cardio out there and finally getting out on the practice field. Everything really, you know, it really helped me mentally and physically to go out there and play in the Green Bay game, NFC Championship. And I don't think I was supposed to play 33 snaps. I don't think I was supposed to play that much, but I ended up playing that much.
But you did. You did. My man, I don't want to be greedy with my time with you, but I've been looking forward to this for so long. Since you're talking about running, just one last question. There's this great, great story. Like, back when you were in college, Jimmy Lake, who was the D coordinator to Washington when you were there and is now the head coach, said that when you were with the Huskies in a game against USC in 2016, they measured you running at 20 miles per hour. Like, you would drop into coverage, and they had you running 20 miles per hour. Some may not know, but you actually played running back in the day in high school. I've got to know, what were you like as a running back?
In high school, I wasn't as big as I was now. I was a little bit smaller. I didn't have the belly I got now, but I played more linebacker, middle linebacker, and running back in college. But it started off, I was just messing around in practice. I didn't really have any hopes of playing running back or playing any offense. But I went over to the scout team and just started running the ball against the starting defense. And I was actually, like, doing really good against them. And then it turned out one game, we knew it was, like, a third and short. And I went up to our head coach. I was like, let me run the ball. And then he gave me the ball, and I ended up scoring. And then after that, it was easy, every time I went up to our head coach, I was like, let me run the ball, it just let me go, and it ended up escalating from there. They started putting in plays for me, and I started becoming a running back, and I started playing both ways during games, and it was actually pretty fun. But yeah.
Yeah, I bet they had a hell of a lot of fun. I bet they had a lot of fun trying to tackle you, my man. If I were you, I don't think there's anything you can do. I think you should go to the coaches and say, hey, man, if you need me out there on the island, I can line up on the corner, too. I can see you running with some wide receivers. I want to see that because I know you can do that. Vita Vea, my guest, he is a Super Bowl champ. You've got the numbers. You've got the resume. My man, I'm so glad you and I got to do this today. That was an absolute blast. I appreciate you, and I really appreciate that conversation, man. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You're the best. I mean that. He is the best. There is no player in the NFL like him, and almost no player that I've ever seen like him. Again, I want to say, imagine being big enough, strong enough, athletic enough to be laughing at two other 325-pound guys standing in front of you, and you're just shedding them, all right? He's not occupying other guys to free up the guys alongside of him. He's beating 650 pounds of double team and thinking it's funny. Then again, I guess if I were that big, that strong, that athletic, and that gifted, I think that I would think that everything was funny, too.
Laugh out loud.
Love that dude. Love that dude, and I love the way he showed up for that conversation. That was really fun.